from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
It is Wednesday, our weekly interview with Royals skipper Matt Cotrero. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, centuryroofing.com. Matt Cotrero, welcome on to Fesco in the Morning. Sorry, that's a stumble. I have to ask you a question, because last week before we had you on, Bob Fesco was...
Very nervous to talk to you,
yeah,
Q.
Bob couldn't even turn his microphone on. But no, Dusty Likens here. Damn glad to meet you again. Bob said last week he wanted to see Michael Massey in the start at the top of the lineup leading off. Miraculously, it happens the next day. No way that Bob Fesco spoke to you and got you to put this happening in the top of the lineup.
Well, I mean, rumor has it that Bob has connections higher up than me, and then they come down to me. So you have to look at it both ways. You're looking at it the easy way, that he influenced me, but sometimes he might influence other decision makers.
There you go. I like that. You're very good with that. I love Massey in the leadoff spot. I just felt like he was the next guy to get that opportunity. I don't know, man. I feel like, and this is my perception, and obviously it's wrong most of the time, but that's okay. I feel like he's a guy that just gets on base for you all the time. Like, he's always doing something, right?
Well, I think we're going to probably use that leadoff spot with not more matchup based. You know, Massey's not in there every single day at this point. Still, we're trying to be careful with his back and have him not play every day, just because we want him to be in there as much as we can down the stretch. So it's a little, you know, fluctuating. Frazier's had a ton of those experiences in his career. Mikel's done a good job for us at times in that spot. You know, we're just going to have to play matchups and see how the rest of the lineup balances out as well. But you know, Massey provides, he can hit a home run. You know, he's getting some at-bats where he's taken some more pitches. And really, it's not a lot is made out of who leads off, but really there's a leadoff hitter once in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the batting order is dictated by how we go. And it's almost being like the closer, right? A lot of attention is on that first part of the game, but a lot of things happen throughout the game that, you know, it's nice to have him there too. Cause if a couple guys get on at the bottom of the order, he can produce some runs for us. He can hit a double, hit a homer, whatever it is. So he's a versatile bat. It's just that one spot in the game is made a lot of, and maybe it shouldn't be as much.
You know, after he hit that home run yesterday, I started calling him Michael Mashey. Are you ready to pick up on that one?
Oh, boy. See what you've done?
No.
I'll leave those to you. The nicknames and that kind of stuff, obviously not my forte.
What was yesterday like, though, being the manager of a club that's in the middle of this thing with trades flying all over the place? Kind of just take us through your day yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of conversations. You know, JJ does a great job of keeping me in the loop of, you know, what they're thinking about, what could transpire. And then he calls and says, hey, if this happens, start thinking about, you know, the roster implications, those kinds of things. And then we discuss it with whoever, you know, if it involves the pitching, discuss it with those guys. If it involves the position players, discuss it with those guys. And then as the deadline approaches and the deals start to happen, then it's like, okay, now these are coming to fruition. We got to decide on this, and when are we going to talk to these guys, and when are we going to talk to those guys, and, you know, then making contact with the players that we acquired, you know, which was interesting with DeJong because he just came over and met us in front of the dugout and went and got his stuff and came back. So that was the first time I've been a part of one of those, so that was interesting.
That's a fun one, though. I always kind of like those. The guy's changing dugouts. He was just traded to the team he's playing right now, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it on TV before, you know, heard about it, but this was my first time experiencing it. And his first impressions were tremendous, just to the person he is, the selflessness, the experiences he has. He fits right in with the clubhouse, so that's really nice.
What do you have in mind for him? Because you look at the move, you're like, well, we got a shortstop. He's pretty good, and, you know, we got a third baseman who's out there playing pretty good ball, right? Like, so how do you envision using DeJong?
Well, I told him, I said, you know, we don't have a lot of reps at short here for you, you know, and that's, he understood. Like I said, he said, I'll do anything, you know, so the majority of his career has been at short. He's been playing third most of this month. He's played a little bit of second in the past. So we're going to get him at third, and we're, you know, Michael can jump to second at times. Cause like I said, Massey's not going to be in there every day. And then we'll start working him out. We started working him out at second yesterday to get him comfortable there. And then we'll see if he's never done it in his career, but if he can play a little bit of outfield, we'll see how that goes. You know, he's a really good athlete. He's a major league shortstop. So I don't have any doubt he could. It's just a matter of getting him comfortable before we do that. But more than anything, he provides power, right-handed power bat, whether he's in the lineup or on the bench.
Talking to you, Royal Skipper McEntrero, I thought this was interesting last night because I always get into my own head about baseball and football comparisons. I know in football, a lot of times you see the post-game videos of, you know, certain player gets a game ball. And last night I had to think that if you were that coach in the NFL and you did that sort of thing in baseball, Vance Wilson get the game ball last night?
Wow, what a great read. You know, and Vance takes a lot of pride in understanding game situations. He's been around the game a long time. But that's the one as a third base coach you kind of wait for, you know, like just taking advantage of the situation, understanding the gravity of it. And credit to Bobby, obviously, because you can't send the guy unless he gives you a chance to send him. And Bobby doesn't ever take anything for granted and was going hard the whole way. As soon as that throw was headed to second, he waved him in. Bobby, you know, no throw to the plate, and turned out to be a huge run for us. And those are the kinds of things we have to do. We have to take the extra base. You know, we have to force the issue a little bit, and Vinny going hard and trying to make it a double helped make that happen. So, you know, Vance thinks through those things ahead of time, but yeah, he would have gotten a game ball for that for sure.
You know, a lot of people are comparing it to Kane scoring from first in the postseason of 2015. And, you know,
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of, Bautista taking a lackadaisical approach, to that ball. That's something that you guys prepare for, obviously, ahead of time, and know that if we get into this situation, we have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I can tell you, it's much more rare to have it happen in left field than right field.
Right.
The one in right field, the third base coach can get further down the line. You know, the play in at third, being cut off and rerouted to tag a guy at third is much less likely when the ball's in right field. So Vance has to be closer to third when the ball's in left. Regardless, yeah, and in Kauffman Stadium, it's so big, that you'll see that happen a little more often in a bigger park. Chicago, smaller park, less room out there for those, less time for those things to materialize. But yeah, we do have to take advantage of them, and we have to be able to not let other teams do that to us.
Yeah, another guy you guys were able to pick up is Lorenzen, and putting him into the rotation potentially. Maybe that gives you the opportunity to put Marsh in the bullpen. I'm just kind of spitballing here at some possibilities that I think could work for this organization. What is your plan with Lorenzen?
Yeah, it's a really, really fluid situation still. He doesn't get here until tonight or tomorrow morning. So we're still really honestly working through that. There are a lot of considerations, and I don't have a good answer for you yet, but we will in a couple days.
Is there something you want to see happen that I can make a phone call on and maybe get those wheels in motion like with Massey? Or
thanks for enhancing the ego.
Why don't you just tell me, and then that way I'll be able to be ready for it.
Okay, let's put him into the rotation then. Let's go. That's the thing though now, Skip, is like you've got options, right? You've got a lot of pitchers out there that can do a lot of different things for you at this point in time. And I know everybody wants to find roles. But the older I get, the less I'm like, whatever happens, happens. Let's see what this guy can do. Let's see what that guy can do. Let's worry about the fine roles once we get to October. And you've got the luxury now of 2 months trying to kind of define those roles. So when October rolls around, you guys are ready to roll.
Well, it also created some depth for us because, as you saw the other day, in one inning, we lost Triver and Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey is back already, but that's how fragile this is. Something can happen at the drop of a hat. And now adding Lorenzen, adding Ursig, that gives us depth. It gives us quality depth. And a guy like Lorenzen, he can do both. He can start, he can relieve. He's been in the postseason. He fits exactly the same kind of mold of the guys that we brought in the offseason that have reaped a lot of rewards for. So it's exciting.
Bob also said he's going to talk to Rob Manfred to see if we can get the White Sox on the schedule for 20 extra games in the future. Other than that, I want to bring this up because this team seems to continuously fight. 29 come from behind wins. that's got to be something where you can sit back and just look and say to yourself, you know what, this team is never out of it, no matter what the lead is, no matter where they're at in the game. And a lot of it is generated by Bobby Witt Jr., who's just been on a different sort of planet in the month of July, maybe the entire year. But also, how contagious is that, that you can see that it happens one night, the next night somebody else wants to be that guy? And, you know, last night it was Vinny, the night before it was Bobby, and it just keeps continuing coming from behind in these victories.
Well, you need contributions from the whole team. That's how we're built. You know, Bobby gets rightfully so, gets a ton of attention for his production. But you look at up and down the lineup, we need everyone to produce. We also, you know, you don't make comebacks. You don't get the opportunity to come back without a pitching staff that keeps you in the game. Because if you score and they're allowing the other team to score, you just keep chasing your tail. And that's the hallmark of a good team, is limiting the other team's damage so that your offense has a chance to come back. And, you know, it's like a fight every night. You know, you don't always get out to a lead and just comfortably go the rest of the way. I mean, you're going to get punched in the gut, and you got to be able to withstand it, and you got to be able to fight back, because it doesn't feel good to get behind. It doesn't feel good to have to chase a bigger number. But these guys don't give up. It's one run at a time. Let's give ourselves a chance to get back into it and see what happens later. Clearly, it doesn't always work out that way. But if you keep that mentality that it's one pitch, one inning at a time, you give yourself a lot better chance.
Am I the only one who just loves watching Bobby Witt on the bases? Like, I know this is an extreme comparison, but it's like when I watch Patrick Mahomes on offense at quarterback, I know something is about to happen that maybe I've never seen, something that's going to be awesome, something that's going to be fabulous. I feel like when Bobby gets on the bases, that's the same way I'm watching. I've never watched a guy run the bases like I'm watching this guy before.
Well, good for you. I like that idea. I like that something fabulous and awesome is going to happen every time he gets out there. But, you know, and truthfully, I feel that way about a bunch of our guys. You know, Mikel makes things happen. Blanco makes things happen. Izzy makes things happen. Frazier, you know, these guys, that is a hallmark of our team. These guys they take pride in it, because sometimes you can get on base and just kind of wait. All right, somebody's going to have to hit the double for me to score, whatever. These guys are looking for opportunities to force the issue, to make things happen. Now, they run well. That's an obvious help in the situation. But not all fast guys are good base runners, and our guys take pride in both.
Who's in the lineup today? You going with a normal lineup in this afternoon tilt against the White Sox?
Well, today's the day. You know, we're not pushing Massey to four in a row, so DeJong will be in there, and Mikel will play second. So other than that, it's pretty regular.
Pretty regular lineup. Good. All right, let's go with the baseball card game. Are you ready on this one? Because I think this one you're going to get, and you're going to drop the mic and walk off a winner, all right?
You always try to set me up here.
Well, if you get this one wrong, you're fired, okay? I'll just say it that way.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We've got ourselves a 1989 score featuring George Brett.
Okay. All right. I think I can get that one.
You got that one? What team?
I think I got the Royals, yeah.
There you go. See how I set you up, how easy that was, right?
All right.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys.
There it is, Matty Q.
Matty Q. He seemed in good spirits today.
How could you not be?
I was going to say, like, it's contagious.
Yeah, your team was just reinforced. You took all of my ideas and they're working. Mm-hmm. And you're winning baseball games against the White Sox right now. So you got a day game in Chicago and you're headed to Detroit for a 4-game series against the Tigers.
And he gave us some breaking news. Michael Massey not in the lineup.
Not in the lineup.
And DeYoung's going to play today.
Yeah, DeYoung's going to get out there and play today.
Guess
so
where he's
cool.
Probably going to hit.
Lead off. Yeah, let's do it, baby.
Right.
Let's do it. Yeah. Really good conversation with the skipper. Always love to get his insight. And as we get closer and closer to the postseason, man, those conversations are going to be more fun and more fun and more fun, because we're going to be talking about playoff baseball.
Yep. The Royals are on the come.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing at CenturyRoofing.com. Back into some Chiefs stuff on the other side, and then it's all heavy Royals as we end this show. It's already almost over. It's 9:15, 9:16. That's Mac Morey, Bob Fescom, Dusty Likens. We'll see you on the other side on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.